The manoeuvring pack rotated him, allowing him to perform a complete survey. Over by the archway, a tongue of that viscous brownish fluid had crept in, stealing along the wall until the temperature drop congealed it into a translucent solid. A regular outline was just visible below the gritty surface. He sailed over, trying to ignore the debilitating effect his maimed feet were having on the rest of his body. He had developed a splitting headache despite the tranquilizer program, and he caught his limbs trembling several times as he drifted along the passage. The neural mnemonics had reported his core temperature dropping 1 degree. He suspected a form of mild shock was tightening its malicious grip. When he got back to the space plane, he was going to have to use the medical mnemonic packages to stabilize himself straight away. That brought a grin. When? He'd almost forgotten about Sam and Octal. He was right about the frozen liquid, though. Up close, with the suit lights on full, he could make out the definite shape of one of the grey electronics pillars. It was in there waiting for him, waiting patiently for over 2,500 years since the time Jesus was nailed to the cross on a primitive, ignorant earth, immaculately preserved in grubby ice against the insidious decay so prevalent in the ruin ring. Every circuit chip, every memory crystal, just waiting for that first current of electrons to reawaken them. His strike. Now all he had to do was get it back to tranquility. The communication band was devoid of human data traffic as he perched on the lip of the passage, and all his suit communication block could pick up was the usual background pop and fizz of Mertrusco's emissions. He'd experienced a strange kind of joy just seeing the ruin ring again after retracing his course down the passage. Hope had dwindled to that extent, but now he felt a stubborn determination rising up against the tranquilizer program muffling his mind. It was impossible to see his space plane, or the Madier, from where he was. The passage lip was 14 meters below the soil seam, a maggot hole in a sheer cliff face. Looking down, he could see the ochre silicone envelope 35 meters below, and he still didn't like to think of the force it would take to snap something that thick the way he snapped biscuits. This part of the shell surface was exposed to the sunlight, a pale lemon radiance, alive with flickering, ever-changing shadows cast by the unceasing swarm of ring particles. His inertial guidance unit was projecting a course vector into his mind, a warm orange tube stretching out to vanishing point somewhere in the ring ahead of him. He datavised the trajectory into the manoeuvring pack, and its jets pulsed, pushing him gently away from the passage, slipping silently down the imaginary tube. He waited until he was 1.5 kilometers from the cover of the shell section before changing direction, then headed out at a steep angle to his previous course, facing into the sun, nozzles firing continually, building velocity. What he was actually doing was raising his orbital altitude in respect to Mertrusco. A higher altitude would give him a longer orbital period. When he halted, he was still in the same inclination as the Madier and the shell section, but 5 kilometers higher. In their lower, faster orbit, the ship and shell section began to overhaul him. He couldn't even see them anymore. 5 kilometers of particles was as effective a shield as the output from a military electronic warfare pod. The neural mnemonics kept flashing up a graphic overlay for him, a small red circle around the shell section, his one tenuous link with salvation. He had never been so far from the space plane before, never been so achingly alone. His armor suit's communication block began to pick up the first scraps of datavised exchanges between Sam and Octal, unintelligible bursts of digital code with a curious echo effect. He was glad of the diversion, using his neural mnemonics to try and decrypt the signals. His universe seemed to fill with numbers, galactic constellations of colorless digits, all twisting elusively as he loaded tracer program after tracer program, watching for a pattern. No chance. It's built for landing security. No telling what'll... on a planet. A thermal inducer would just anneal the... That was Octal's datavise, emitted from a suit block. It made sense. He was the younger, 52. Sam would be sitting comfortably back in the Madier, directing his junior to recover what they could from the space plane. Joshua felt a shiver run down his ribcage. The cold of the gas giant's environment was reaching in through the SII suit to close around him.